You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
Our gospel is taken from the gospel according to Mark, the author of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" Yung River Jordan, napakaduming river niyan. ever since, according to chroniclers. So hindi ko ma-imagine kung paanong nagbabaptize dun si John the Baptist, no? At ang 'di ba ang baptism ni John, lulubog ka sa talaga sa tubig at immersion, so para kang ilubog sa mga Pasig River. Ganun. Hindi naman ganun, I mean, malala naman yung Pasig River, no? Pero slightly ganun. Or siguro parang Manila de Bay. No, hindi mo nakikita yung dumi nasa ilalim, tapos tines yan ng mga marine scientists na pakataas ng E. coli dyan. No? E. coli, yung bakterya na nasa dumi ng tao at ng mga hayop. So, a year of housekeeping. Actually, year-ender message ko to eh. Year-ender message. Ayoko mag-year-ender sa Christmas party kasi ang gloomy-gloomy naman kung, or para ang heavy naman kung mag-year-ender ka sa Christmas party, which is next week. So, it was, 2017 is a year of housekeeping. Kalimutan ko, pagdasal din para natin si Chang Jack at si Glenn at sila'y babiyahing Japan today for a much-needed bakasyon ni Glenn. Diyos ko, hindi ko ma-imagine ang stress ni Glenn. Ganun talaga pag na-promote ka ng project manager architect. Di ba? Architect siya pero project manager na siya. Overseeing several constructions. So it was a year of housekeeping. Kasi ang tema natin when we were starting 2017, at alam to ni Chris kasi siya pinagawa ko nung una nating cover, MCC as Household of God. As Household of God. 2016 was a year na we were para tayong blind. Lalo na ang ang elk, ang officers, nangangapa sa kung ano ang gagawin, paano gagawin ang mga bagay-bagay. No? We were in the greatest period of decline and confusion ng 2016 and towards the first half of 2017. Kaya naman, naisip ko noon, ang tema for the year is Household of God. Meaning, we need to reorganize the household. Kaya hindi siya home. There's a difference between home and household. So, 2017, we changed. Nagpa-survey ako ng worship. Ano bang gusto niyong gawin sa worship? Some of it, we have changed already. Some of it, hindi pa natin ina-apply. One of the noticeable, ano nun, was changing the time of worship. At nung nag-survey nun, half-half, 50% 10 a.m. So, alam mo na mga thunders ang nag-request nun. No, mga hindi millennials. At the other 50% ay retain to 5 p.m. No, tapos sabi ni Krister, bakit hindi meet halfway, alauna ng hapon? So, nag-alauna tayo ng hapon. Kaso, yung first day natin na mag-alauna, lahat daw nagmamadali. Hindi nakakain ng lunch, etc. Ganyan. So, actually, nag-start tayo ng 1:30. Not that it makes any difference because we start usually 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes after. So, immediately, the following Sunday, sabi ninyo, 2 p.m. na lang para may time na bumiyahe at kumain ng lunch. So, and the first time na mag 2 p.m. tayo, kahit nung 1 p.m., no, everybody, the amazing part was walang inantok. And everybody was, oh, it's so refreshing to end worship na may araw pa. Diba? Kasi for the longest time, we've been doing worship for 5 p.m. So mag-umpisa tayong may araw, matatapos tayong madilim. So minsan kahit natapos tayo ng 1.5 hours or even earlier than that, feeling pa rin natin ang haba-haba ng simba. Kasi nga, lalabas tayo madilim na. And then we went to our lowest of low in February. You remember that? Remember that conversation we had when I arrived at the yellow room? 2 p.m. 2:30 na ako pa rin ang taong mag-isa doon. And people started to come in at about 2:45. And then I said, upo tayo. Ganyan. Upo tayo in a circle. Hindi tayo mag-worship today. Ganon. Then my first question to you all, after ng prayer, anong unang tanong ko? You remember? Andun ka nun. Andun si Chris. Alate ka. Andun ka, Kuya Mike. Alala ko, kung nandun ako sa harap, andito ka nakaupo, napit sa speaker. Ano ka ba nun, Choy?
Wala.
My first question was, should we close down this church? Sabi kong gano'n. Should we close it down? I mean, kung pagod na kayo, hindi nyo na bet magpagpatuloy ang ministry na ito, isarado na natin, nagbukas naman na ang UCCP at ang IFI, to, char-char lang naman, pwede naman ako doon, di ba? So, but on that Sunday, you reaffirmed unwaveringly that this church will never, ever close down. But we identified several things. We identified that ano man ang gawin natin, saan man tayo pumunta, there are certain issues within the community that needs to be addressed. Otherwise, saan man tayo pumunta, it will keep on repeating itself. So we had a discussion on those things. And then right after that Sunday of heart to heart, we had our strategic planning and congregational meeting. So nag-strat plan tayo for 3 years at nag-affirm tayo ng ating mission. Anong mission natin? 3 missions. Safe space. Yeah. Close. Ano yung tatlong mission? Safe space. Maintaining safe space. What about inclusive? Proclaiming the inclusive love of God for all. And the last one is? Oo, malapit doon. To participate in God's wider work of justice in the world. Kasi alam natin, nagpa-participate lang tayo sa mas malawak na gawain ng hustisya, justice and peace. At hindi tayo tulad ng ibang church o ibang organization na kami ang daan. Diba? Nasa amin ang kasagutan. We recognize that we only participate and contribute to the work of God in the world. And then, after that, one of our focal points is when we had our retreat with Pastor Pauline Ong. Before the retreat, really demoralized lahat. Diba? Demoralized lahat. And I allowed that period of being demoralized kasi nag-commit naman kayo. Nag-commit kayo na hindi magsasara ang simbahan, but it's just that it needs time to go through what's called in the Catholic Church na the dark night of the soul. So the church had its dark night of the soul. Not that it still is, pero medyo hindi na ganun kadilim tulad ng dati. And so we found light, a small light, when Pastor Pauline Ong from Singapore Free Community Church gave us a retreat, our annual retreat, who taught and reminded us to love with our whole heart. She reminded us to love with our whole heart because that is what we are called to do as followers of Jesus. To love with our whole heart, with our gifts and strengths, as well as our weakness, brokenness, and ano yung pinaka-importante dun sa ano, isa sa mga pinaka-importante, yung ating vulnerability. We can only love if we begin to be vulnerable. And I'm proud of that retreat kasi bukod sa medyo nag-shift na nga ang mood ng community, we paid for her trip, of which si Glenn ay ang significant contributor sa trip na yon, no? We paid for her trip. We gave her a love gift. Actually, ayaw niyang tanggapin kasi alam niya nga nagsastruggle tayong community. But I said, no, even the poor, we are poor as a church, even the poor can give. And that empowers the community when you allow us to give you. So, tinanggap niya. In US dollars. We gave in US dollars. We were able to afford Pastor Pauline's time with us and our love gift to her for sharing her time, wisdom, and love. And we hope to do another batch of loving wholeheartedly. Maganda yung ano niya, maganda yung kanyang material. Ay, wala ka nun, di ba? Sa Cambodia takbo mo ba yon yung tumakbo ka? Trip ano lang yung trip. So we will try to do another series of wholeheartedly, loving with our whole lives and whole heart sa mga hindi naka-attend. We'll try to do that. Another proud moment of our church community, this is something that maaring hindi kayo hindi yung masyadong iniisip, pero it is something to be really proud about. is the moment when we organized the World AIDS Day Memorial for 2017. Ang ating ka-organize, no, ka-organize natin ang NCCP, no, si Narayan. Actually, sila ang na-stress. Medyo nahihiya ako sa kanila. Kasi, so I've asked them, what do you need from us? Hindi kami na. Eh, kayo na. Sabi ko, sila yung na-stress. No? So, we sent out invitations to different HIV and LGBT organizations, and we did that in the Church of the Risen Lord in UP Diliman, and about 200 people attended and participated. Reverend Father Rex Reyes, Secretary General ng NCCP, was our speaker for the night, and Reverend Miyak, no, nung nag-meeting kayo, wala ako noon kasi papaalis na ako puntang London. So, minute kayo ni Reverend Miyak, but he also told me when I met with him, he told us that being able to organize and invite 200 plus people in one event is something very remarkable. And also, something to make us think about how we can bring more people to MCC as a progressive and queer-affirming church. The mere fact that people attended, 200 people, you have to think about that. How are we able to open up and reach out this church community to our LGBTQI sisters and brothers? We were able to once again do a SOGI workshop dito rin, dyan sa labas, with Trippers Philippines. And we hope that we have greater partnership that will be developed in the coming year. Through Trippers, also we were able to do SOGI workshop sa administrative staff ng tatlong Quezon City Councilor in relation to the Anti-Discrimination Ordinance of Quezon City. Hindi na nasundan kasi nga magki-Christmas na. So, siyempre, kahit maski mga tao sa gobyerno, ano na, holiday mindset na hindi na natin matutuloy yung ating nakaset na barangay to barangay workshop, sexuality workshop. Yun. So, as a pastor, I am very happy that you, Mike, kayo, Kuya Emil, kayo na nandito, were able to live out our priesthood of all believers, one of our core MCC beliefs, as you managed and proceeded with our Sunday worship for 7 Sundays while I was in another planet called United Kingdom. So tawag kasi namin dyan sa seminaryo, ibang planeta. Pag nasa Western First World Country ka, nasa ibang planeta ka. This showed your unwavering commitment for the church community and the mission of MCC to be a safe space of faith for the marginalized queer people of God. No? That means, kahit hindi akong pastor at kahit mawala ako bilang pastor nyo, at kahit nga, di ba, nag-transition kami ni Pastora Kakay, this community will thrive and survive because the church is not about the pastor who leads it. The church is about the community. So on August 25 and 26, we had our congregational meeting. Remember that? Nag-overnight at minikapan ako ni Jack. At si ano din, nag-makeup?
Ako nag-makeup sa'yo.
Ah, ikaw ba nag-makeup sa akin?
Oo, siya nag-makeup sa akin.
Ah. So, gawa yun ni siya for the first, hindi naman first time. First time in so many years since college na nag-ano ako. Ano yun? Drag. Hindi nga drag yun eh. Ano lang yun eh. Glam makeup lang.
Yung sa akin, drag. Yung makeup niya sa akin.
Drag na hindi drag.
Drag na.
So, Yon, August 25 and 26, we had our congregational meeting here. We decided to close down the MCC Quezon City identity. And by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, came up with our new identity out of 50 plus names na ang gusto ko ay Emmanuel MCC. So we came up by the inspiration of the Spirit with Open Table Metropolitan Community Church. We reaffirmed our mission of being a safe space for all people, a mission to proclaim the radically inclusive love of God and our participation to God's wider work of justice and peace in the world. Despite the comfort and familiarity of the yellow room and our capacity to actually pay for it, kasi kaya nating bayaran, in a way, yung yellow room, we still decided to have a fresh start by leaving the yellow room and pitching tent elsewhere. At actually, wala pa tayong alam na lugar kung saan tayo pupunta, pero naisip natin nung nag-meeting tayo dito, ay, dito na lang. Diba? With the bonggang-bonggang malaking table sa kabila. And so, we moved out of the yellow room, our home for 3 years. More than 3 years. And here, in this welcoming ecumenical institution of National Council of Churches in the Philippines, we were welcomed. And here, we opened ourselves as Open Table MCC first Sunday of October. Last November 4, the Ministry Council, which is Marco, Choi, and myself, finally convened to prayerfully develop our spiritual formation curriculum that will help all of us as individuals and as a church community to grow in our faith, commitment, and mission to be the living and loving presence of Christ in the world. And 2 weeks ago, we were able to do our first ever mass union as Open Table MCC with 4 lesbian couples. 95% of the cost of the mass union were from the church funds. So alam nyo, ang pera ng simbahan ay hindi lang sa pastor na pupunta. No? At actually, halos wala nga. Diba? So it actually goes to the operations and to some of our programs in church. So we were able to do a mass union for 4 couples as our way of thanksgiving for the many unions that has blessed and sustained the financial needs of the church. No? May pakain. Saan ka nakakita yung mass union organizer ang nagpakain? Diba? At ano lang yun? 250 pesos plus donation sa mga couples. As with 2016, so with 2017, we are financially safe. Are we financially safe?
Yes.
Okay, kasi nag-meeting sila kahapon, natuloy
hindi
bang?
Hindi natuloy.
Ah, hindi natuloy.
Pero ano naman, from yung time na nasa, ano na, from 2016, medyo break-even.
Okay.
Ayun. Nakatulong syempre na, yun, wala na tayo.
Ah, malaking 10,000 na. Yeah. So wala tayong utang, we have no debt with anyone. We remain to be financially challenged as a church organization, and this we will prayerfully work on. We are thankful and send our blessings to everyone who has ever given to our community, including our offshore friends from Hawaii and Los Angeles, si Mon and Charles, saka si Don and Yale, who continues to support us in prayers as well as resources. We give particular thanks to our hardworking officers, Sean, and our wise and committed ministry leaders, no? Si Mike, si Choi, si Marco, for the work, time, and sacrifices they have given for the church community of Open Table. We are grateful to each one of you who continue to attend, struggle, and participate in Open Table MCC with all of our challenges and also with all of our joys. We are grateful for Chris, who continues to take care of our online ministry and who initiated and continue to do our podcast. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of Peace. It is also International Human Rights Day. Christ came so that human life and all of creation may live with dignity, justice, freedom, harmony, and peace. Our lectionary gospel for today is Mark 1, verse 1 to 8, which tells us of the ministry of John the Baptist, the one who prepares the way of the Lord, the one who makes straight the path for the coming of the kingdom of God. Open Table Metropolitan Community Church is also a John the Baptist of today, one of many. We are called to make straight the way of the Lord by upholding the dignity and rights of all people, even those we easily judge as sinners, criminals, and rebels. Not only to uphold but to care for human dignity and the rights of those who need God the most. People living with HIV and AIDS, the elderly LGBTQI folks. Yeah, kasi nung 4th LGBT Congress, andun yung House for the Golden Gays. Three of them, their president, their oldest member, si Mother Leonie, kabatch niya si Markova. And he was telling us that how they were comfort gays during the Japanese times. I forgot the name of the other one. So, tatlo sila was there, and I said, and they're currently renting an apartment in Pasay. And what they do right now to sustain themselves, kasi marami naman daw nagbibigay ng grocery. Ang problema nila, finance. Kasi nga, yung bayad sa bahay, sa kuryente. So, what they do is usually, in the morning, all of them scatter. No? Except yata kay Mother Leonie kasi 92 years old na si Mother. Pero malakas pa, nag-march pa sa Pride March. Mas matanda pa kay Father Richard, di ba? And what they do is they sell, you know, nagtitinda and all that, and they give 50 pesos per day to their community so that they can sustain the apartment and the bills and the ano. So sabi ko, nag-chat kami ni Jack, sabi ko, let us have something for them. Ang naisip ko ay, if we have doctor friends, kasi may grocery sila, pero ang, sige, problema nila finance, pero tingin ko isa nilang problema ay medical. So if we have friends who are doctors, and then Lawrence has a friend na may-ari ng isang botika, so we can probably do something to address their medical needs na parang yung doctor volunteers will go there every 3 months, no? And we will also go there every 3 months. And then after that, yung niresetang gamot, you know, and then we'll find a way how to also absorb the expenses for their laboratory. Kasi kahit pumunta yung doctor doon, kailangan makita ng doctor anong nangyayari sa loob ng katawan nila. So, kailangan yung blood chem. To the echo. Nilapit na daw nila sa DSWD eh. Eh, ang problema nga, ang mga lola mo matatanda na. So, sino ang maglalakad nung ano. Try natin, tingnan natin how we will.
Kung ano pang it's an annual physical care.
Pwede.
Sa mga murahing
lab. Mm-mm. Yeah. So we'll try to do that next year. Nakalimutan ko ilagay dun sa calendar natin. So we have to do that because I don't know, somewhere in the Bible it says those who do not honor the elderly have no future, something like that. Honor the elderly so that you may live in the land of the Lord. So we have to take care and address our elderly LGBT people. Hindi lang sila puro gay, meron daw silang dalawang lesbian na nandun. So yun. We have to take care of them. We have to take care of LGBT persons who are not middle class like us. We have to admit and recognize that Open Table MCC has always been a middle class church. It is not church of the poor. We try to be a church for the poor. But we have to recognize that we have always been middle class. And recognizing our class helps us to be in solidarity with those in the lower classes. And we also have to, yun nga, ang issue nila sa atin, sa LGBT community, and particularly LGBT church, is that all we talk about is LGBT. As if we are isolated to the world. We have to see our part in the struggles of the farmers, of the lumad, of the jeepney drivers. We have to see the intersection of oppression with them. Certainly, may mga jeepney drivers na bex. Hindi lang natin nahalata. Certainly, there are dun sa LGBT Congress, there is a lumad datu who is lesbian. There is a moro, hindi siya naka-attend, a moro person who's gay. Oh, napakahirap niyan kung moro ka, sbex ka. Buti na lang hindi siya Maranao. Because Maranao is a more fundamentalist, mas conservative form of Muslims ang mga Maranao. We have done what we can to do housekeeping this year, 2017. And we have done good. Yet our faith compels us to do more. And not just our faith, the Spirit of God who moves amongst us throughout 2016 and 2017, who moves through us and with us, is the one that pushes us and is leading us to be more than what we have been and more than what we are now. That's why sa Christmas party natin in January, I would actually we will do a few things, but pinaka-heart nun is I invite you to have a vision. A vision of more than just this. Have a vision of more than what you ever knew MCC is about. We have to be more than, God calls us and God will bless us to be more than what we are. As individual Christians, you believe that? I mean, at least in the conservative Christians, iba yan yung to some degree, naniniwala naman ako doon a certain point, certain appropriate ethical point where certainly God wants each individual to be better. To really prosper, to be the best version of yourself. But not just as individuals, but also as a church, community, as part of the larger society. We have to be a better version of ourselves. We have to be intentional and passionate about it, asking God's guidance and help. As the pastor of this church, I invite you to a greater vision and hope for the future where we will be a part of. Sa tingin nyo ba ang MCC Toronto na ngayon ay about 1,000 members? MCC Toronto, about 1,000 members. They started off with only 6 or 7 people in Toronto. Their pastor of 40 plus years na magre-retire na ngayon is actually from the US and who flew to Toronto because people in Toronto wanted to have an MCC there. And now they're 1,000 members. They are nag-message pa ang Prime Minister ng Canada congratulating Reverend Brent Hawkes for his lifetime of work and the lifetime work of MCC Toronto. Who would ever know that Reverend Troy Perry of 12 people of October 6, 1968 will be a global movement, a global denomination who is struggling right now, but nonetheless, the mere fact that MCC exists forced the other churches to struggle with the reality of LGBT people and of PLHIV. No? MCC was the first church responder when people were dying of AIDS. MCC was itself dying kasi many of its pastors died of AIDS. When no other church welcomed someone dying of HIV, MCC was there. Many of our lesbian pastors at marami sa kanila nagkaroon ng mental breakdown dahil they were doing funerals, 12 funerals, 8 funerals in a week. Can you imagine that? Masisiraan ka talaga ng bait doon. But look, where are we now? Where MCC is now? Let us prepare the way of the Lord. Let us lead our sisters and brothers to the gospel of Jesus Christ, a gospel of love, rooted in justice, experience in community, and expressed in a peace that passes all understanding. Amen.